Now, how did you meet your partner? Is it a good idea to fall in love with somebody at work, somebody you work with? Now, my ex-wife was somebody I met at work, married for 16 years, three beautiful children, so I can relate to that. I know Nikki in our producer's booth is the same. Hi there, Nikki. Now, your current husband...
Hi.
Now, I've asked you, now, we're going to talk a bit about you, and you said it's all okay. So you met your current husband at work... And also...
Not your cousin.
Not your cousin.
Your husband.
That'd be a bit weird.
Current husband.
Current husband. But also dated in your early days of radio, one of the, colleagues at work as well. So you've had, like me, an experience of, dating people at work. We're going to get an expert on the line soon to tell us, Nikki, whether it's good or bad and what she thinks. But tell us your story. Was it okay meeting your hubby at work?
Look, it was. We did try and keep it secret for as long as we could. Like, well, we thought we were being pretty clever about it. And then when I resigned because we were pregnant with our son, come to find out everybody knew about it. So it wasn't such a big secret after all.
Right. So. How did they know about it? I guess they just, people were obviously mumbling in the hallways and saying, Nikki's with whoever. You must have been making eyes at each other. Or what's his name?
Toby.
So we were surprised that
yes,
they knew.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
And yes, because so we thought we were being really clever, and no one knew, and it was.
And they all knew.
Yeah, you can't like help office gossip. That's the best one. Like hookups.
People can notice.
Yeah, that's the one you look out for.
Well, that's interesting, Leroy. You're right. There's hookups, isn't there, Nikki? And then there's. Well, it's obviously, a serious relationship. You fell in love and you married the guy. So there's sort of different degrees of it.
Absolutely.
Let me get
radio back in the day, there was lots of hookups that I think survey parties and things like that. I think
which
was
I'm
renowned for it.
Isn't a good idea. Now, Karina Chapman, well, maybe it is. I mean, it's, adults doing, things and they're consenting to that, so maybe it's okay. Karina Chapman is a conscious connection expert. She helps people connect in business and in friendship and in romantic relationships, and she joins us now. Good morning, Karina.
Great to be here. Thanks, Pat.
No worries. Now, did you hear that discussion? So Nikki, our senior producer, met her man at work. She tried to keep it a secret. I met my former partner at work, and we had 16 years of marriage and three kids, so I guess, that was a good result. What do you think about meeting, your prospective partner at work, Karina?
Well, it certainly is a good place to find them, to be honest. In fact, research shows that 14% of couples that met at work actually got married. So there is longevity possibility for this happening. However, interestingly, in 1990, one in five people met at work and became romantically involved. However, now the new research says only one in 10 couples meet at the workplace.
Okay.
So it's like less fashionable now.
Right. But is that because now people can meet online and that's sort of taken over where the modern day sort of young person can get online and meet somebody, whereas before they only had, work and, going out and meeting people at pubs and clubs and things. Is that why the numbers have gone for it to be less popular?
Yeah, you're absolutely right there for sure.
But I guess you spend lots of your life at work and, relationships sort of spring up. There's that as well. I mean, it's unavoidable.
Absolutely. And, if you do end up romantically involved with someone at work, quite often a positive is that you do have a lot in common and it is easier to get to know someone organically when you're working together. You get to know their positive traits and in the office that can eventually translate to a relationship.
And was Nikki and her man onto it by keeping it a secret and not telling everybody and trying to get on with work because you don't want to, because maybe the boss will think, oh, look, I'm employing these people and they're sort of off doing other things and making eyes at each other. They've got a job to do.
Absolutely. There's a really good reason why some couples do keep it secret, and that is the possibility even of a sexual harassment claim if it goes bad in the end.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Look at Johnny Depp, which I know it's a different circumstance,
exactly.
But you might end up in court like him.
exactly. And also, dating someone in your field could tether your professional relationship and reputation with theirs, which could be a negative result.
It's quite a dangerous sort of, road to take. I mean, when you're in love, you never think of that, do you? You're thinking everything's going to be okay. But I'd love for some of our listeners, 133353, did you meet your partner at work? Did it go a bit sort of wobbly? Because it can, Karina, can't it? Because something can go wrong. And they sometimes say that, you know, you bring your best face to work, don't you? You get to work and you're dressed up, you're playing a part. Those bits of your personality which might be sort of annoying are hidden when you're at work. So you can't see the full person, do you think? No?
I think that probably because first you're meeting them just as a colleague, then there's no reason for them to act in a way that's deceptive in any way. So you would get to see if they get angry that they've got to stay late, or if they're annoyed that someone from marketing said something, you know. So you can sort of gauge what their personality type is, what their values are, and what's important to them through gaining, you know, knowledge through the workplace before you become romantically involved.
Okay.
So it's actually probably better in
Did
a way than meeting someone. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. However, a pro could be that you get to see your partner more often, but a con could also be that you get to see your partner often.
Yes. Well, I'm going to ask that too on 133353. It means that you always got work. You're carrying work around, and I think couples who are in small business as well would find this, you know. And it's so stressful, I think more so with small business or any job. You know, you're dealing with lots of stuff and it's easy to just get grumpy with somebody that you're in a relationship with and take out that that frustration on them because it's like a safe zone. So maybe there's that as well, where you can't escape work and all the frustrations, they take it in on you.
That's so true. And, you know, there could even be a conflict of interest at work. For example, say if one person is responsible for the promotion and appraisal of the other, then that can cause a lot of problems as well.
Yes, yes.
Can I ask a question first before you move on?
Yes, go for it.
Would it be more likely that for some couples to have affairs at work?
Absolutely, especially when you're looking at office parties, Christmas parties, alcohol involved, things like that do tend to, I suppose, lend themselves to affairs more than anything else. And, of course, then you turn up at work the next day or the next week and think, oh, God,
that's right.
I remember what happened then. That's awful.
Yes. That's got stuff up written all over it, as they say.
It sure does.
So we're distinguishing, aren't we? So good question from Leroy. We're distinguishing between somebody you meet and you genuinely have a connection.
I would have thought you would.
All the other
there'd be more affairs happen at work than relationships.
I would agree with that. Karina, there's more.
Well, it is interesting that according to Relationships Australia, 40% of Aussies between 35 and 50 actually met their current partner at work.
Yeah, right.
So it's no, I know, it's really surprising.
Now, this one's a bit of a curly one, Karina. Question without notice. What is it when we open up the papers sometimes and we see these high-powered sort of corporate men falling for somebody in the office? You know, they're taking a massive risk. They're in big jobs. They get big money. They know that it's a dangerous thing, but they just can't help themselves, and they end up in sticky situations. Any comment on that? What drives – is it because they're ambitious and they're that sort of personality? Because you know, you think your logical mind would say, "Don't do this; it's gonna mess everything up."
Yeah, you would logically think that. However, in love, often logic is out the window. So, although they might consciously know that that's not the best option to choose, they may not be able to help themselves. It's very difficult to find someone that you can really connect with on a deeper level. And if they happen to find someone that's in their organisation that they feel that with, if they want to go forward with that, then they have to think, what am I going to do? How is this going to affect my work? And is this really a good idea? Do I care enough about this person? Or is it someone that I maybe just want a weekend fling with?
Yep. And also work can get quite stressful. It's like going to war with somebody, you know. I found like, you know, when I was working in some organisations, I hope I'm not being too dramatic, but you put up with a lot of crap together as a team, you know. A lot of stuff goes on and you have to deal with it as a team. So there's also that which sometimes bonds people with your colleagues. I guess it can drive you apart, but it could also drive you together.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've then got someone that really understands your workplace grievances. If there's anything going on, nobody understands better than someone that you work with. So you could workshop that through and get past that. So it can be a possible positive. However, do you really want to bring work home and be talking about it 24/7?
Now, before I let you go, let's do a little summary. So where can we meet people, Karina? So you can meet people at work, you can meet people online. Where else? Down the supermarket, just walking up and down the aisles and seeing what people put in their basket and commenting on it. That's a nice pineapple.
That's right. You certainly could.
Oh, could you? It's a bit creepy, isn't it?
You certainly could. Well, I actually myself, I had someone in the checkout once ask me – if I am dating anyone, and could I have, you know, could he have my number? It was really awkward because, of course, I couldn't go anywhere. I was stuck in the queue. So I had to be polite and nice, but I was like, wow, this is really unusual. Yes. And I'm not quite sure what I want to do with this. So yes. I sort of said, yes, I've got a partner. See you later. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
right.
that you said that, because it takes a lot of courage
to be
able to speak up to a stranger and say something like that.
Yes.
But
yes.
it's probably not the best place, though. However, if you've got some interests that you love, so if you are a yoga lover or a particular sport that you love, if you join a sporting club or a different group that has an interest that's very strong for yourself, then you find other people that have got interests in common, and that's a really great place to meet people as well.
Karine, I was at the supermarket putting my items on the for the checkout person, and I only had a few items, so it was just me, and she said, you're single, aren't you, because you look at my items? And I said, oh, is that because of you looked at the items here on the checkout? She said, no, because you're ugly, I can tell.
Oh, no.
Sorry, that's just, I couldn't help myself. I stole that from somebody and told it very badly.
On the positive, there are some really famous couples that met at work. So we have got, you know, something we can look forward to. For example, Barack Obama and Michelle, actually met at work. Yeah. Even Bill and Melinda Gates met at work.
It
happens everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So did Bill and Monica.
That's right.
Yes,
maybe was not quite a good positive example, though, of a good relationship.
But those other two examples, they're people who are really tied to their job. I think part of my problem was that I was always at work, bit of a workaholic, so I could only meet people there. So Obama and Bill Gates, I mean, they're people who are, I guess, workaholics, but they're, you know, completely dedicated to their job. So there was no option but to meet somebody at work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And, you know, even actors, a lot of them meet each other at work. For example, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, they met through work. So it is surprising, I guess, if they're out on set for months at a time working with a small group of people, then you do have that connection that's stronger than what you normally would have.
That's right. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard again, comes up again.
Exactly.
Did they ever do a movie together? She was an Aquaman. They might have. Anyway, they were both obviously moving in the similar circles. Karine, always a pleasure to have you on the program. You're an author, a speaker, conscious connection expert, and we can find more about you at your website, karinachapman.com. That's all correct, isn't it?
That sure is.
Okay, off to bed. Thanks, Karine. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Good on you. There's Karine Chapman.